Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast from The Sober Club. I'm Genuinely Grace, and this is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. We'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there's inspiration from quitlet authors, experts, and sober heroes. Hi, this is Genuinely Grace. Welcome to the podcast. I hope you've had a fantastic Christmas, whatever you were doing over the festive few days. I really hope that it was a good time for you, and absolute heartfelt thoughts and prayers to you if you're in Australia. I know I've got a bunch of listeners to the podcast and also in the Sober Club. So yeah, absolutely sending you love and prayers. What a unbelievably difficult time and situation for you. So keep in touch, let us know how you're doing over there. And for the rest of y'all in the UK or wherever, I hope that you know, you got whatever you desired or at least got through the festive break and stayed sober. That's the main thing. I'm sure you saw some of my posts on Instagram and various other places where I tried to encourage you to plan ahead. And of course, it's not just Christmas, is it? This kind of extended festivities, if you like, carries on. And then we've got New Year coming up. So I thought that I'd just do a short podcast episode this week to just encourage you before you head into New Year, into 2020. And my guest is Neil Greenwood from Morning Gloryville, who is going to tell us about a special New Year's Day event. But just before we get into that, I thought I'd just share with you a conversation that I had with somebody that I was doing some coaching with recently. And we were talking about setting intentions. Now, often people talk about New Year's resolutions, don't they? And this is something that I've kind of had a bit of a bee in my bonnet about for a bunch of years. Because years ago, when my kids were small, I used to do this thing of writing a massive list of New Year's resolutions. I'm ashamed to say that I used to try and get the kids to do it as well. And mine were kind of along the lines of, you know, all the obvious classic stuff. I will lose weight. I will join a gym. I will eat less chocolate. I will drink less wine. Of course, I was still drinking then. I will, you know, and the list went on and on. And absolutely everything. I think I probably added, I will learn a new language. I will join a volunteering group. I will go to park run. I will, you know, it went on and on and on. And while all of that stuff was, you know, I had good intentions, the reality is by, you know, the second week of the second week of Jan even, rather classically, the list had been ripped up and I'd failed miserably. I'd eaten, you know, pretty much all the pies and most of the chocolate and absolutely downed the wine and decided that the gym I'd joined wasn't really for me and it didn't fit with my life. And it just goes on and on. And so then I ended up feeling bad about myself and berating myself on top of everything else for not sticking to what I'd said I wanted to do. And I think the problem is we all have such high expectations of ourselves. And that's why I no longer believe in New Year's resolutions at all. Even just the word, you know, resolve, it tends to suggest that you've got to, you've got to fight to change something. It's a different feeling to one of setting an intention, which I do think is something we should do. And that's where we really get in touch with what do we desire? What would we really love for ourselves and what's achievable? And I think setting timelines and potential outcomes and intentions is a great thing to do, but it needs to be realistic. It's, you know, it's absolutely bonkers, isn't it? To kind of, you know, even if you do believe in cosmic ordering, it doesn't make any sense to manifest that you will be an Olympic swimmer if you don't like getting your ears wet, you know. So I do think it has to be steeped in realism. But I think setting intentions is a fantastic thing to do. But setting resolutions, to me, feels like you're setting yourself up to fail. So if it helps, here's my permission to not do New Year's resolutions. Just set some intentions instead. Do a mind map. I think mind maps are fantastic. I also love vision boards. I know that I've spoken about them before on the podcast. And I will interview someone next week and we'll talk more about this, about setting goals and intention and purpose. But for now, if you've never done this before and you've got a day off work or you've got some time, it's a wonderful thing to do at the start of a new year. But you do need to set a few hours aside, preferably 2-3 hours without any, you know, disruption. So no mobile phone, that's scary enough. And you need to gather a bunch of images, so a bunch of magazines and newspapers, maybe some photos that you've cut out from that you've taken of yourself from your computer or whatever, pens, glue, scissors. All of that stuff, maybe some glitter, crayons, whatever, however creative you want to be, and a big piece of card or paper, or you could do it within a book. It's up to you. And then you literally kind of set an intention. So you can do a vision board for your year ahead. So you could literally in the center of the paper or the board write your name and 2020. And there you go. That's your 2020 vision. And then just see what comes up as you cut around these various images and various words and do it in a kind of, allow yourself to just dip into your subconscious. I know I've spoken about this before because I remember saying that psychologists use these tools. They often call them mood boards. And they say it's a little bit like bringing to the front of a big building just the stuff from each of the rooms that are needed right now. So bringing into the hallway just what's needed now. And your subconscious mind is really good at doing that, bringing imagery for what you need to focus on in order to get to where you want to be. So it can be a great exercise. And sometimes you can find yourself cutting out images of something that you hadn't even thought you were interested in or hadn't thought would even feature in your life. And then when you look at it again, wow, actually, yeah, that's exactly what I want. And as some of you have heard me say before, vision boards and the stuff that you put on a vision board has a uncanny way of appearing in your life. So be careful what you wish for. But it's a great exercise. Another little tip I'd love to give you is this idea of choosing a word that resonates with you, a word for the year ahead. And that might be something quite spiritual, or it might be just something very realistic. Some people choose words like inspiration or happiness or whatever it is for you, limitless. And it might just be that you choose a phrase, but try and come up with something that you can come back to when everything starts to feel a bit chaotic. You can think to yourself, okay, I really did choose this year that my word for the year was going to be, joy or whatever it might be for you. So let's speak to Neil Greenwood, who I've interviewed before. I'm sure many of you are aware of Morning Gloryville and their incredible events. Let's chat to Neil.
So my guest is Neil Greenwood from Morning Gloryville. Neil, it's so great to chat to you again. It's been a while since we had you on the podcast before. Welcome.
It's been a little while. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me back. I'm excited.
So just a little reminder then for anyone who isn't up to speed with Morning Gloryville, and then we'll talk about this fantastic event on New Year's Day. But just give us a little tiny bit about your background and your involvement in Morning Gloryville.
Perfect. Well, I've got a kind of curious background. I was in the corporate world for a long time as a recruiter. I was a bit of a party boy. I definitely enjoyed my alcohol and just going out all night and then kind of like just surviving off some kind of hangover, crazy caffeine hit to get me through the day.
Yeah.
But that just broke me, you know, and I ended up moving to Australia. And Australia is just slower. They're into their wellness, they're into their yoga and their mindfulness. And I learned about all of these different ways to live and the importance of basically not drinking, eating and drinking organic foods and drinks and doing yoga. So then I come back to London and I find these conscious dance communities where everyone's just kind of connecting on the dance floor. And we're not really talking about life. We're just kind of having fun and just being really engaged. And Morning Gloryville was there and I just loved it. There's a yoga class, there's Reiki, there's there's workshops, there's dancing, there's like everyone's just so happy and high. Like it just that's what Morning Gloryville is now. And my last rave had 1,000 people at it.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. I mean, you're so right, and it's so brilliant that this work that you're doing, because this kind of feeling that sometimes people get that, oh, if I stop drinking, I can no longer have fun. You know, yes. Number one, no longer have fun. Number two, can't dance sober. So you're in one sentence, you're managing to knock both of those out completely. You know, the whole idea that you can't have fun again, and the whole idea that you can't dance sober, is just absolute nonsense, and we need to blow it out of the water completely.
Totally.
That's exactly what you do, isn't it? So what is conscious dance, for anyone who hasn't heard those two words put together?
Oh, I love that. What a question. So five rhythms and movement medicine are kind of the leaders that I love, and conscious dance from their perspective is more of an ecstatic, deeper sort of let's get into our hearts and our bodies type of movement. So you'll have a DJ in a select venue, and they're playing some awesome music that's kind of like really moving, sometimes upbeat, sometimes a little bit slower. And on the dance floor, you're encouraged to be in silence as an individual, and you're not really about like chatting to people or like even touching people. You just you just feel the music and you move around. And you know, if you've had like a stressful day and like you're constantly being told like you got to pay this and pay a tax, and you haven't done well enough in your end of year report and stuff, it's like sometimes it's nice to be silent and just kind of like you let your body kind of like work through whatever's kind of like going on in there. I mean, I'm a dancer. I've been a dancer all my life, and I never realized just how much I do let go and release when I am dancing. But I always used to do it with alcohol. I never needed alcohol. It was just kind of part of the thing, isn't it? You like you meet up with friends, you have a drink.
We think of the association.
You have a drink. The association, the connection was there. And like what Morning Gloryville does exception is, it just shows you that the environment is so happy, and there's so many engagements there. There's like huggers on the door to meet you. There's motivational sort of like well-being people walking around kind of like, hey, how's your mindfulness today? Would you like to come to yoga? It's like, it's really, everyone's like eyes are open. We're smiling and we're willing to talk. You know, you sit on a tube and everyone's just like eyes down, like I'm stressed. Everyone else is stressed. I don't want to talk to you. And we're like the opposite. We're like, everyone wants to talk to you. Everyone wants to listen to you. Everyone wants to play with you. And it's like, oh, this is a thing. And like when you get there, you'll see. But it is an eye opener. It's an awakening for a lot of people.
Amazing. So tell us about the event on New Year's Day then, because I think this is just so fun. I've always loved New Year's Day. I've always had a thing about it. Even when I used to be, when I was drinking, I never really enjoyed New Year's Eve. I used to love New Year's Day, and it used to really make me fed up that there was never anybody else around. A few people walking a dog, and that's about your lot, you know. So yeah. I love the idea of being able to embrace and welcome in a new year.
Well, firstly, we're thrilled to have you as a guest there. So that's going to be a lovely, bubbly energy to bring in. You know, like I was a hugging angel at the one last year. And I was kind of like apprehensive. I was like, are people going to come like hungover from the night before, or like still partying? Like what's the deal here? But like the first sort of like 200-300 people that I hugged were all like, Neil, we didn't go out last night. It's crazy. it's cold. It's dark. And nightclub's expensive. There's no trains or whatever else. It's just hectic. Yeah. We wanted to see the new year in with a healthy, vibrant party. And I was just like, oh, great. So New Year's Day, we're starting with like, it's called Alignment. So 2020 Alignment. And we're really sort of like, we're called the Ravolution. Like we're here to like change the world. We're like, firstly, we've helped people to encourage them that you can have fun and dance and connect and be a community sober. But we're also introducing like mindfulness practices and well-being practices that kind of like will change the landscape and the world around us. So we've got a yoga class that's going to start the day. So really, like, let's get you into your bodies. Let's get you feeling strong. All of my vendors are like nutritionist experts. They're all plant-based. They're giving you food, ginger shots to wake you up, turmeric lattes, matcha teas, all of these really sort of like vitalizing medicines, actually. Like when you eat food and drink that is kind of not been stored in a packet and not full of chemicals, it's medicine. So we've got these energy drinks that are natural and wholesome to get you excited. Then there's hoopers on the dance floor. There's some of the best DJs in the world that are going to be there. But the bit that I really love and have brought to Morning Gloryville is what I now call the Wellness Spa. We've got a breathwork coach facilitator who delivers talks around the world on how you can breathe and how you can get activated. We've got this amazing goddess, Rhea, who's going to do a womb fertility workshop, talking to you about moon cycles and how your body and sacred alignment works. We've got cacao ceremony. And we've also got how to make your own vegetable garden. We're like, don't complain about the world around you and the chemicals and the bad foods that are here and everywhere. Like we can actually fend for ourselves. We can grow our own garden food, you know. Mm. It's cheaper and it's healthier. And we've got like this knowledge and these gifts that we just want to share with you. That's the thing about Morning Glory Voice. It's just love, love, love. We're like, we'll play, we'll dance, but we'll teach you. And it's just amazing.
So it's all about the kind of sustainability and the well-being and the wellness and the joy and the fun.
Yes. Brilliant.
I love it. And then you've also got a workshop on how to be a mindful drinker with Laura from Club Soda. Is that right?
Yes. You actually picked out the one that I'd forgotten.
No, that's okay. That's great. So, yeah, because so obviously the book will be out then. So that's really perfect for Club Soda.
Yeah, well, they've been a partner of ours for a couple of years, but they run like mindfulness pub crawls, and like they're always focused on like how can you mindfully kind of like consume and be positive. And it's just a matter of like switching perspective sometimes. It's like what is like I'm either spending £200 on cigarettes and alcohol, and that's a night that I'm hungover from, or it's a why don't I just spend like £20 on a great event and like learn something and buy some healthy organic produce? You know, it's like, it's just helping. So we're teaching people like, these are the ways that you're consuming. These are the ways that you're living life. And we're giving you options. We're like, there are alternatives out there. So we're going to create this like sober club. She kind of already has one, but we're doing this big campaign that's like, hey, these are activities that you can do in your life that we kind of like subscribe to, like dancing wildly just because, like hugging a stranger just because, reconnecting with someone you haven't spoken to for a while because there was something there that would bring joy to your life. You know, it's like these little tips, like bring these methodologies into your lifestyle, yoga practice, breath work, like going out into nature and breathing with a tree, like just, and these are things that work for us and get us high and joyful. Yeah. Try them out.
Yeah, perfect. So where can people get tickets for that?
Perfect. So our website is the best thing for that, morninggloryville.com. There's a couple of other events in there as well. We're doing a 3-day sober retreat in Suffolk in the middle of January.
Yep, that's Inner Guidance, which is where I'm doing retreat as well. Yeah, so that's going to be amazing. Fantastic. What date is your retreat there?
That's Friday the 17th of January to Sunday the 19th. So the Friday, you're going to get there in the evening. There's going to be like a big connection for like the 16 people that are there. We're going to like have fun, have a nice big dinner, but be quite chilled. But then the day after, we're opening it up to a further 30 guests for a day pass. A rave, like a full-on 4-5 hour rave for about like 60 of us. So it's like a big wholesome love party, really.
Amazing. And all that information is on the Morning Glory of a website, yeah?
All on the website, and also like following us on Facebook and Instagram. We're really sort of like proactive, and that's just at Morning Gloryville. Just Instagram and Facebook. If you follow those, you're kind of going to see different videos that we post about like different engagements that we're involved in and sort of like the events that we have coming up.
Amazing. Neil, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you on New Year's Day, and Happy New Year.
Oh, I can't wait to have you there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been great. Thank you. Namaste.
So I'll see you there on New Year's Day if you're going, and really look forward to it. Don't forget that you can have still got time to book onto our Champneys retreat if you're thinking, I am doing Dry January, or I am staying sober, but I would love a bit more inspiration, and I'd love to set my intentions within a little group. We're going to be doing that. We're going to be doing a lot of work around getting the buzz without the booze. So it's perfect for you. Whatever stage you're at, doesn't matter. You might just be starting out, or you might have been sober for a few years. It's a small group. It's at Champneys in Tring, 11th and 12th of January. So if you go to the show notes, or if you go to thesoberclub.com, click on events, you'll find all of the information there. Mustn't forget to remind you that the Mindful Drinking Festival is happening 18th and 19th of January at the Truman Brewery in London. By the way, I'm going to be interviewing Laura from Club Soda, on the book, on the new Club Soda book. So I'm really looking forward to that, How to Be a Mindful Drinker. We'll be doing that within the next couple of weeks. I'm going to be there at the festival on Saturday the 18th, doing a seminar, a little workshop called Self-Care and Sobriety. Some of the bits and bobs that we will have done at Champneys, just a half hour talk at 1:30. So look forward to meeting some of you there. And I think there are various things happening in the evenings. So it would be fantastic to connect with some of you. Do drop me a message if you're going to be there so that we can meet up. Love meeting podcast listeners. And of course, I can't start the new year without saying, obviously, if you would love to treat yourself or ask a friend to treat you to membership of the Sober Club. Somebody has just joined us and said that her husband gave her a year's membership as a gift. And that is a lovely gift, because that's a year's accountability, right? And keeping her accountable, and hopefully masses of inspiration and support. And just a reminder to anyone who hasn't looked into it, it is for you, whatever stage you're at, because we focus on the what's next and the optimum nutrition and well-being and relationships and finding your purpose and passion and all of that stuff. So you'll find that information at thesoberclub.com, as well as, of course, the blogs. There's a PDF, 5 reasons to do an alcohol-free challenge. So if you are heading into dry January, then make sure you stay connected. Listen back through some of the archive podcasts, because there's lots there. I did an interview with Richard Piper from Alcohol Change UK. All of that is still very much appropriate for this year's dry January. So check that out. And of course, I've had so many amazing inspirational guests. So if you're new to this, all of this, because you've chosen to start with dry January, the best of us did, then really, you know, my top tip for you is to absolutely immerse yourself in as much inspiration and motivation as you can find. Both the logical stuff, as I call it, the factual stuff, the books like Alcohol Explained by William Porter, This Naked Mind by Annie Grace, Alan Carr's The Easy Way to Stop Drinking. They're the books that really explain the logic and explain how the brain works, and, you know, goes a little way to trying to remind us why we ended up in this trap in the first place. But then in addition to that, do read the Quitlet, the memoirs, the motivational stuff that will really help you to catch sight of a better life beyond the end of dry January, you know, and help you to catch sight of the fact that there's a whole world out there, and people have been in the same position as you. They've felt like they're trapped. They've felt like this is difficult, but now they're out the other side. That was really what did it for me. I've documented this many times, but being able to read the logic, you know, which really kind of resonated with me, particularly as someone who, you know, I really care about my health and well-being, and I like to think I'm queen of holistic living, and you know, there I was caning the booze. So I really needed to hear those facts again. There's been some stuff out just recently, again, yet more studies are now coming out that prove that there is no safe level of drinking. This whole idea of recommended safe limits of drinking is actually nonsense, because there is no safe limit of drinking, because it's, you know, the top number one most harmful drug when you take into account other factors as well as just harm to the individual. So catching sight of those facts around alcohol were really, really key for me, but also very much being inspired by authors like Claire Pooley and Catherine Gray, and many others who I've lots of whom I've interviewed on the podcast, who went through the same stages as I did and felt the same way. And then when I got to the bit in the book where they were talking about how they were a few months ahead of me and things were starting to change, and they started to get a sense of clarity and a different kind of feeling, and they were less anxious and all the benefits. And I, you know, I remember thinking, well, I feel like absolute hell now. I feel like rubbish. I'm 3 weeks in, or 4 weeks in, 5 weeks in, and everything is not fantastic yet. And then I would read a bit further in these books, and I started to realise, you know, well, if it really did pan out that way for them, maybe it will for me. And that's what you need to catch sight of. So there's recommended reading lists on thesoberclub.com. There's masses of inspiration everywhere you look now. So there's really no excuse to just fall back into old habits. And the line that, you know, we used to use, the kind of, well, everyone's drinking and no one will think I'm fun anymore if I don't drink. Just nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Don't buy into any of that. I did my rant last week about Susanna Reid saying she's not fun anymore. Absolute nonsense. That's what's going on in her head. And it's really just a change of mindset. So whatever you're doing this new year to celebrate the new year coming in, make sure you do that. Having planned ahead with your alcohol-free fizz or your kombucha or your tonic water or whatever it is you're going to have in a really lovely glass with something that you really love to eat and feel clear-headed and just fantastic. And I wish you the most unbelievably happy, sober new year, because sobriety rocks. Who knew? Pat yourself on the back. This is just such a massive thing you're doing. If this is your first New Year sober, oh man, you're going to absolutely love it. I loved New Year sober. It was just the best, best feeling. And if you're going to Morning Gloryville on New Year's Day, then come find me. I'll be there somewhere wearing something glittery, no doubt. Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast. I'm Jenny Lee Grace. Please go to thesoberclub.com, listen to more podcasts, read our blogs, enter our competitions, grab yourself a free PDF, Self-Care in Sobriety, and check out our online community,